Hey, hey, how's it going, guys? It's your boy, Damien. That shoulder to lean on. And today we're experiencing some lovely, lovely, lovely rain. I love the rain because it's really a time for, like, growth. It's a time for change, you know? Because, you know, I have, like, a little plant. And I'm starting to see a little growth on it. And it's like, whoa. It's just, like, it's just amazing. You know, you see growth. You see change. And that's how I feel like what rainfall does, you know? But anyways, guys, how's everyone feeling today? It's a great day, you know? Every day's a great day. Even if sometimes we have, like, something that wants to, like, you know, get in the way of our happiness, you know? It's fine, you know? We just gotta smile and carry on. Just keep moving forward, like Dory. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. That's what we gotta do, guys. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. But it's like, I've been, like, my prayers, the more I pray, it's like, I'm really feeling like more of a change, a difference, you know? I would highly encourage you guys to, like, you know, do some prayer, like, just little simple things, you know? It feels really good. I mean, if you don't want to do prayer, I mean, I'm also here just to, like, talk to you guys about just, you know, certain little things that I know we go through. Like, so I guess when I was younger, you know, like middle school times, I had like low self-esteem and everything. And I had like a bully. I was trying to keep it like low key. Like, I didn't really like people probably didn't really know. But yeah, I had like a bully. And it's like, I know, guys, that, you know, when you're hearing things and, you know, people are like, you know, being mean to you, whatever, like, it makes you feel like really, really bad about yourself. It makes you feel super low. And then you start, like, you know, it makes you just really, really, really not like yourself at all, to the point where, like, you can't even give someone eye contact, you know? But I'm gonna tell you guys, you know, you can get through it. So it's like, I know a lot of you guys may be dealing with, like, you know, bullying, even at home, even relationships, you know, siblings, whatever it may be, you know. And honestly, guys, you have to, like, I know a lot of you guys can't really just, like, just leave your house because, you know, a lot of you don't have, like, the sufficient funds or whatever. But it's like, you know, we need to, like, change that, like, being mean to people and all that. It's not a good look. A lot of people, I know, they do it because they're hurting inside, so that's what they're mean to other people. But it's like, that's wrong, you know? You shouldn't be mean to someone. Like, we should really start teaching kindness. I know you think, I'm just one person, I can't really make a change. Honestly, you know, one person can make, like, the biggest difference. One person can make a difference. And also, too, guys, that's why, like, with my podcast, I just want to tell you guys I'm here. Like, if you guys just want to, like, talk, or if you guys want to just listen to me talk, you guys could just even send me, like, I don't know, what you want me to talk about, and I'll talk about it. I can give my personal experience, because most likely I probably went through it, or I know of it, you know? So it's like, if you guys want to do that, you can send me it, and I'll keep you anonymous if you, you know? I'll keep you anonymous. It's like, I feel like we have the power to do so much change. We have the power to do so much change. Little by little, but, you know, that's what matters. The little things matter the most. And it's like what I said on my video on YouTube. It's like, little things really matter. Just be kind to people. Stop. You don't know what someone's going through. So, like, just don't sit there and, like, try to make them feel worse, you know? Instead of making someone feel down, uplift them, you know? Be a change. Be a difference. It's not the hardest thing. I kid you not, it's really not the hardest thing. Even when I was at work, I seen, because normally this lady, she's always, like, really cheerful. She has a smile on her face. I seen her at work, and she just looked, like, so down. So, like, me, because I'm a pretty goofy person. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty goofy. Like, I'm, I guess, silly, whatever. So, I just said, like, something, like, really dumb. Because I say, sometimes I say, like, really dumb things. Like, not dumb, like, offensive, but just dumb to like, to like try to make you laugh. I forgot what I told her, but I said or something, then she started laughing, and then like she's like, "Ay, Damian," because like all she speaks is Spanish. She's like, "Ay, Damian," like she's, and I was just like, "What?" Like I was like, you know, I'm just that type of person. Like I like seeing people happy. I like seeing people smile. You know, like I pick up vibes really quick. So it's like if I see someone down, it just gets me down. So I try to do anything to make someone happy. You know, and that's what I'm saying, guys. Like, what I was thinking of doing too, like, I really wish that this corona was, like, over, but, you know, God's timing is perfect timing, but I really want to go to, like, the senior citizen homes and just, like, give them some joy, too, because I know a lot of people, like, neglect their elderly, like, grandparents and all that, you know, they just leave them there, and, you know, that's really sad, because our parents, when we were younger, they were changing our diapers, so it's like, what's so bad about going to help them change their diapers, you know? Or just spending some time with them. Because everyone needs someone. Everyone needs someone. And it's not a bad thing to help one another out. I feel like that's the greatest gift we can give to someone. Helping them out. Just being there for someone, you know? You never know what a person's really going through. And it's... when you hear a lot of stories, when you hear a lot of news, that's why I stopped watching the news. But when you hear news, it's always like, it's always some kind of tragedy, some kind of sickening thing going on. It's like, wow. I really feel sorry for people who have to go through things like that. But little by little, guys, I know we'll start making a change. Like, you know, we'll start making a change. Like, I'll keep spreading this positivity, and I want you guys to do it as well. Spread positivity. Do something different. Help out someone. Make someone smile. It's like joy is so great. You know, don't have people feeling bad because you feel bad. Because that's what happens most of the time. It's like we don't want to talk about our problems, but you know, your problems that you have, you're afflicting them on someone else. And I know that's how the world pretty much, well, it's not how the world is, it's how people are, because you know the world is just an object, you know, or a place. The world is just a place. Us, we have the possibility of being different. Like I was watching some video, like on what was it, I think Facebook or Instagram, where like this lady, they were just like, she was selling like elote, like corn, you know, and then like some people just like go and like steal from her, like, you know, like that's why are we like that, man? Like, instead of like, you could just be like, "Hey, ma'am, do you need, like, if anything, you could probably ask her for a job or something." You don't have to like rob someone of their possessions, you know. People work hard for things like that, and that makes people sad, you know. Like, you don't know, like, maybe this is like really her only source of income or whatever the case may be. Even the same thing being when you see like homeless, like most people, like, they would laugh at them. It's like, why are you laughing at a homeless person? Like, you don't know what that person is going through. It can all work into things I'm talking about right now. You don't know what that person is going through. It's like, you got to think about if you were in their shoes. You know, we are a selfish kind of, like, people. Most people are really selfish, and it's not cute, you know? It's really not cute. Like, just because you're doing good right now, doesn't mean you're always going to be doing good. Like, most people feel like that I have money, I have this, I have that, like, it's going to be forever. You know, that's all temporary. It all goes away. But you know what doesn't go away? Love. Like, when it's real love, when it's true love, when it's true happiness, like, when you actually have a good heart, people may try to break you, but it doesn't go away. It stays there, you know? It's like, most people choose to live in a wicket because they feel like it's the way to be. It's the way to have money. It's the way to be, I don't know, whatever, successful. Because, yeah, you know, because even I just finished watching this movie called God's Not Dead. You guys should really check it out. It's a really, really good movie. But like, so it was like close to the ending part. It was this scene like he was talking to his mom who had dementia. And he was just talking about like, oh, how is it someone who always preached the word of God and been like the nicest person I know. You're over here with dementia, and me, I'm the meanest person, and I'm over here, my life is perfect, you know, because he's a partner at a law firm. He drives a Mercedes or something, and you know, he was just getting like females like that. And his mom, she's all like, well, you know, when you're living in the like snake pit, you know, he'll make things seem like he can take away like worries. Like he'll make worries go away just for like a temporary while, because you know he wants you to do anything just so you can stay away from the word of God, you know, so you can actually stay away from the light. He just he does whatever to make it seem like you're living like a perfect life. Oh, you got money, you got cars, you got girls, you got this, but you know, when that time runs up and you're just like, you know, you're burning in hell, you're thinking to yourself, wow, and it's too late then. To have riches here on earth is nothing compared to the riches in the sky and the heavens and the pearly gates. So it's like all that stuff is temporary, guys, but you know, being a good person, that's something we shouldn't like use as temporary. That's something we should like keep. That's something we should cherish. There's so many warm-hearted people out there who like they get crushed by the world. But honestly, for all you out there who are good-hearted people, who really are kindred spirits, kindred souls, you know, keep it up. Keep it up, because you guys are good. You guys are great. Like those people, honestly, I wonder to myself, I'm like, how do you guys stay so cheerful? But I love that though. It's great, you know? Cheerful people, they make the world go good. Cheerful people are kind of like kids, you know? They're just like innocent, like pure, and they have the best intentions at your heart, at their heart, you know? That's the best thing. That's not someone who like acts of you all the time. That's not someone who like you have to like, I don't know, who's like mean, selfish. You know, that's someone who like they check up on you. That's someone who they ask how you're doing. That's someone who they give and you don't have to even ask them. You know, that's someone who even if they're on their last, even if they don't eat, they will give on to you. You know, that's good. That's what we need more of. People like that, instead of selfish, arrogant people. The world is a beautiful place. It really, truly, truly is such a beautiful place. And just because we have a couple of bad, you know, bad spirits around, bad people around, it doesn't mean that the world is horrible. It just means that, you know, we need to cherish more people who are good. And then we need to try to encourage more to be good. Like everyone out there who's feeling some type of way, who they don't know what to do. I mean, if you guys don't want to pray, or you just don't know how to pray, whatever, or you just really need someone to talk to, you know, I'm here for you guys, because I know what it's like to be down that road, that lonely, lonely, dark road. It's not the best thing. It's really not. You know, we think that being the life of the party is the best thing. We think that being mean is the best thing. We think that being evil is the best thing. But I'm telling you guys, it's really not, you know? Like, I would really, 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 really want to just help every and anyone that I can help. Even those who are like, you know, they're being negative on different things that I post, or even those who I know probably are just out to like harm me, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there who are angered by things that I say. But you know, it's fine. I still would pray for them. It doesn't cost anything to be nice. It doesn't cost anything to be a good person. But I know little by little, guys, we're gonna get it going. We're gonna get it going. Because I have faith. And everyone out there who's suffering and going through things, have faith too. But I would really love if you guys would send me something that you guys want me to talk about, and I'll cover it. Like, I'll get to like everyone who sends it. Well, I hope you guys have a blessed day. And you guys just keep continue being your awesome, amazing selves. You are all beautiful. All of you are beautiful. All of you are lovely. All of you are talented. All of you can do whatever you set your mind to. God bless.